Trey, what have the last couple of days been like finding out that you made the final 53-man roster?
It's been a blessing. It definitely has. It's something I've always dreamed of, and I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Did you get a call? Or I know most people don't want to get a call, so how did you find out that you didn't have to worry that about the cuts?
They were going to call me, but they didn't want me to be freaked out. So they ended up calling me, and they gave me the news. And my family and I are extremely excited and thankful for the opportunity.
And just what was that reaction, all this hard work you put in, coming in as a rookie free agent to finally pay off and to have a spot here on the final 53?
It's awesome. I really can't even put it into words. Like I said, I've dreamed about this my whole life, and my family being diehard Eagles, you know, it makes it even more fun and exciting for all of us.
Your family's diehard? Yeah. I honestly did not know this. So your family's diehard Eagles fan?
They live in Yardley and Jameson and a little bit north of Philly.
Now, you're a little bit different than most rookies coming to the league. Already married, already have a child. How much more pressure is there on you knowing that you're not just trying to make this for yourself, but you're also providing for a family at the same time?
I don't really put pressure on myself. I really have fun playing football, and I'm just trying to use my abilities the best way I can, and this is playing football.
Why do you think this offense so worked out so well for you in the course of the preseason and training camp?
There's a lot of things I think this offense does that's different than many other offenses in the NFL, and I'm a different player, so I felt like I would fit in perfectly here with Coach Kelly and what he does.
Do you think playing the spread at Florida sort of helped that transition?
No doubt. Coach Myers helped me out tremendously. Coach White back at Florida, a bunch of guys. I mean, I can't name them all, but I'm thankful for every single one of them.
You were targeted, I think Howie actually had said this, 9 times in the preseason and caught all 9 passes. Mm-hmm. How were you able to come up with each and every reception every time the ball came your way?
That's something I pride myself in, is receiving and catching every ball that's thrown to me. Coach Phillips back at Florida, Joker Phillips, helped me out tremendously with my hands. Jordan Matthews and I actually throw for about a half an hour every morning, so probably about 100 or 200 balls every morning, so that definitely helps me out too.
So it's one thing to make the team. What's the next step for you in terms of earning a spot on the active 46-man game day roster and contributing on the field to this team?
I just got to continue to get better. I'm nowhere where I need to be right now to be a starter in this league. I understand that. So I'm just going to continue to get better, continue to learn under Coach Williams and Selleck and Ertz and Casey. And I have a great group of guys, and I'm so thankful for them and all the stuff they helped me out with so far coming in here.
How much does a special teams aspect of Huge. Things going
to
play?
Huge. That's where I'm going to have to start out on special teams, and I'm extremely excited for it. I love playing special teams. You know, I didn't get to play too much in high school in my first couple years at Florida, but I really enjoy playing special teams.